The construction of the 5 polyclinics will therefore strengthen key interventions aimed at achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. The SDGs enjoin the country to achieve universal health coverage, financial risk protection, access to quality essential health care services, and access to safe, effective, quality and affordable essential medicines and vaccines for all. Mr. Speaker, the terms and conditions of the facility are as follows. The loan amount is €13,500,000. The grace period is 4 years, repayment period of 17 years, given the maturity period of 21 years. The interest rate is 0%. The commitment fee is 0.25% per annum on the amount unwithdrawn. There is a management fee of 0.5% flat, insurance margin of 0.9% per annum, and a handling fee of €1,440. The total grant element is 37.08%, justifying for the choice of Greater Accra as a beneficiary of the facility. The Honorable Deputy Minister of Health stated that the choice of the region stems from the fact that the current health infrastructure in the region is not able to cater for the rapid increasing population due to urbanization.
The terms and conditions of the loan. Mr. Speaker, if you look at them, certainly, contracting a loan at 0% interest rate for health, clearly, is not controversial. The maturity period of 21 years, long term, is certainly not controversial. In essence, this is a concessional loan, and as the committee's report indicates, it's 37%. But Mr. Speaker, by coincidence, there are areas where they happen to be the constituencies of certain members of parliament. What we are wondering is if the selection criteria is such that it is being reserved for certain leaders of the House. We are wanting the Minister of Health, who is not here, to give the House a full criteria.